Be sure to visit MarketWrapWithMo.com, the official website of Market Wrap, to find out which radio stations carry the show in your area or listen to the live audio stream online. And if you've missed any of the shows or just want to hear them again, we've got all of the archives right there on the site. MarketWrapWithMo.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari, and you're tuned in as you've been doing so for over 25 years now. And as always, wherever you are, you can always pick up the phone, give me a call, and I will be more than happy to share with you my nearly 38 years of trading experience. But for the next few minutes, hold your calls. We are going to go to our guest line, as we do this time of the day, every day. And today on our guest line is Dr. Gary Dayton. He is the author of Trade Mindfully, Achieve Your Optimum Trading Performance with Mindful and Cutting-Edge Psychology. Dr. Dayton is a psychologist who focuses on helping traders overcome the psychological pitfalls unique to trading while helping them develop the optimal mindset to be successful. He's the president of Peak Psychology, a consulting firm that specializes in developing peak performance in traders. Dr. Dayton, welcome to Market Wrap.
Thank you, Mo. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking at the book, this is something that I've really thought about for a long time, and there have been a number of books on psychology and how important emotions are when it comes to trading. So many people spend so much time developing their systems, developing the technique, developing this computer methodology, and spending years and years and hours and hours, and when it comes time to pulling the trigger, they just can't do it. So they've spent all the time figuring out the systems rather than working on psychology. How important is psychology in trading?
It's a crucial factor in trading. Now, that's not to say, Mo, that the technical abilities and your system and method aren't important. All the good psychology in the world is not going to mean much if you don't have a good methodology for your trading. But the way I see it, and the way I've experienced it with most of the traders that I've worked with, there are three real components to trading well. One is your method. The second is understanding risk management and risk control. And underlying all of that is psychology.
So that is one of the most important things. Let's start with the title of your book, Trade Mindfully. What does that mean to trade mindfully?
Well, that's a great question. Mindfulness, as your listeners probably know, is a hot topic currently, and rightly so, because mindfulness is the most powerful mental skill a trader can develop. And so mindfulness is a mental skill that we develop through practice, and it gives us a calm and centered mind. And trading mindfully means trading with a steady mind, but it goes further than this. Mindfulness helps us to develop a mental space that does three important things for traders. First, we can see the market more clearly, including subtle signs of selling and buying, because mindfulness enhances our attention. It's very good in that regard. Mindfulness also helps us stay present for the market. Worries about past losses or what future events might occur, they're going to be there, but that's going to recede into the background, almost like a radio, if you will, playing softly as background. And most importantly, mindfulness is going to give us distance on our thoughts and feelings, even strong ones. We may say to ourselves, oh boy, Gary, this trade could turn into a loser, mm-hmm. but the mindful trader is going to see this simply as a thought and not something that's scary or that they have to act on.
So they'll look at the thought and they can set the thought aside, or they can say, okay, this is something that I need to think about, but it will not overcome them. That thought is not going to take control over them, and it will not get them away from what they should be doing. Sometimes those thoughts can manifest themselves and they get much bigger than what they should be. Mindfulness is sort of keeping that in perspective and understanding the thoughts that are going to help you and the thoughts that are not going to help you and keeping them in balance. Is that really what you're trying to say?
Yeah, let me give you an example of this. And this is something I think all of your listeners will resonate to. Let's say we're in a profitable trade and it starts to tick against us a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what does the mind do? Well, it starts telling us that we should close out that trade and bank our profits. Now, we may be looking for, you know, a large win here or several points, but after a couple of points, we're in profit and the market starts to tick back, then the mind starts going and it becomes very insistent and we start to feel uncomfortable. Tension, muscle tension, maybe a queasy stomach, sweaty palms, all those fight-flight symptoms can come into play. And so what do? We close the trade and we feel immediate relief. And we say, I've booked a little profit. I feel good. But what happens then when the trade continues in our direction? Does the mind say, gee, Gary, I'm really sorry I told you to get out of that trade. I'll try to do better next time. No, not if it's like my mind. It's going to start chastising me for the trade, right?
Right.
So, Mo, here's the question that's never asked. Which mind was right? Was it the mind telling you to get out of the trade for fear of losing profits, or was it the mind that's now chastising you for doing exactly what it told you to do just a few moments before? Obviously, neither mind is right, but yet the trader believes both. This is where mindfulness comes in. It's the number one antidote, mental antidote, for this kind of whipsawing that our minds can do to us when we're trying to trade.
What makes your book different from others on trading psychology?
Well, I wrote Trade Mindfully based on my experiences as both a trader and as a psychologist. So on a personal level, I understand the unique mental challenges that traders face.
Right.
And I wrote this book to help traders not only negotiate the mental difficulties common in trading, but also to help them develop and grow as traders.
Right.
My goal here was to show traders how to elevate their trading performance by applying some of the state-of-the-art psychology that's available. And so to this end, this is really the first book to bring two psychological approaches to being human performance psychology, as professional sports psychologists use it to help athletes stay on top of their game, and, as we've been discussing, the powerful method of mindfulness.
What are the common mental traps that cause trading losses and missed opportunities?
Mental traps occur, believe it or not, when we use our normal way of thinking and apply that to trading. Let me give you an everyday example, and then I'll bring it into trading.
Right.
Let's say we're hungry, and we're driving along on an unfamiliar road in a town we don't know, mm-hmm. and we see a restaurant. So we pull into the parking area, and we see that the building looks nice. Maybe the landscaping is attractive. There's some cars in the parking lot, and we see a couple of people coming out of the door, and they're smiling. So we say to ourselves, this must be a good spot. Let's eat here. But notice how we're making this decision. We're basing it on the appearance of the restaurant. We didn't taste the food. We didn't even interview the patrons coming out the door. Our data is that the building looks nice and the people seem happy.
Right.
So now in everyday situations, this is okay when, you know, attention is paid to the restaurant itself. Usually they serve pretty good food. But trading, when we make decisions this way, it can be really costly. So let's bring this to trading. Let's say a trader sees a bull flag.
Right.
And they say, this is a bullish pattern. I'm going to go. But mere appearance can be deceptive. If that bull flag is occurring at the top of a trend, it could be the initial signs of distribution and selling and not the continuation of the trend. So appearance can work for ordinary situations, like choosing a restaurant, but not in trading. And there are others as well, but this is a common one. They're known as cogs, which is just a fancy way of saying the mental shortcuts we use in decision-making.
Right.
But when we're dealing with risk and uncertainty, we need to do more than that. Otherwise, we're going to fall into one of these mental traps.
Is eliminating emotions from trading actually good, or is it bad as far as taking emotions totally away, being robotic, and being like a computer? Is that good? Isn't that what people say? You shouldn't be emotional at all when you're trading?
Yeah, isn't that what conventional trading wisdom tells
exactly.
us, right?
Exactly.
But, Mo, that's a very bad idea, trying to get rid of or eliminate emotions. Just not a good idea at all. In fact, in my 20 years in psychology, I've never met a single person who can consistently eliminate their emotions for any period of time. It's just not possible. So if we were, in fact, to eliminate emotions from our trading, and we know this from research that's been done on brain-damaged individuals who don't have the capacity to process emotions, we wouldn't be able to trade well. We wouldn't be able to act in our own self-interest. Emotions have real value for us. So what's the problem? What's the real problem here?
Right.
It's not emotions per se. It's struggling with emotions that vexes most traders, not the emotions themselves. When I say to myself, I don't want to feel fear, and I think fear is the number one emotion that traders feel, but it can be in any strong emotion works this way. If I say I don't want to feel fear, it sends a message to our mind to be on the lookout for any sign of fear.
Right.
And your mind is going to bring that right up into your attention. So the more you don't want something, and the more you try to control it or suppress it or get rid of it or escape from it, the more you're going to have it. It's a cruel paradox, but it's true. So we don't want to struggle against our emotions by trying to suppress them or control them, because then we're just entangled in them. And when we get entangled in them, we're no longer attentive to our trade. Our attention goes internal to our internal state, our feelings and the body sensations that we have and the thoughts that we have, and we lose sight of the trade, and that creates problems.
I call that the pink elephant syndrome.
You tell
somebody, don't think of the pink elephant, and that's all they're thinking about. How can trading psychology positively impact trader skills and abilities?
Well, we usually think of trading psychology in a kind of a negative way, to get rid of negative emotions, to get rid of faulty thinking, that sort of thing. But there's a positive side to it as well. And sports psychologists know this. They help athletes improve their mental skills so that the athletes can execute and improve their athletic skills. So I do the same with traders by following a sports psychology human performance approach that is much more oriented to the positive aspects of psychology and has three basic components to it. I help traders prepare for trading in a high-quality way before they trade, before we turn on the computer screen and open up our charting software. Also, help them execute their trading skills in an effective manner when they are trading. And then when trading is over, help them handle their results by assessing how they perform. And that's like watching a post-game video, right? And we use this information to learn and to better develop our execution and even our preparation skills. So by using the more positive aspects of psychology that sports psychologists know about, we can improve mental and our technical skills in trading.
Dr. Dayton, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. And it's just such an important part of trading psychology and understanding your emotions, not trying to totally disregard them, but understanding them and using them positively, the emotions of trading. Thank you so much for taking the time. Everybody, if you want to get something, you've got to put your systems together, but then you've got to understand yourself. You have to get this book. It's available. You can get it at Amazon.com and most of the other places. It's Trade Mindfully, great book by Dr. Gary Dayton. Dr. Dayton has also passed on a couple of his books, so if you would like to get a copy, call right now. I can't send it out to all of you that'll call. We'll just send it out to a couple of you. We'll send you a copy of Trade Mindfully. If you don't get it, go to Amazon, get it. I mean, if you're a trader, it's a worthwhile investment. I don't think it's very expensive, but it'll be a great read. And once you've got all the systems, first you've got to put your systems together. First you've got to understand trading. First you've got to understand the technical analysis. Once you've done all of that, then you have to start looking at the psychological aspects to become a trader. That's why I say it takes about 5 years to understand trading. You don't become a trader by a weekend course. But once you've got the systems, once you've got the charting, once you understand technical analysis, then the biggest part after you've done all of that is understanding your own mental makeup. what makes you tick, what is going to trigger you to make the wrong decisions, and what helps you make the right decisions. You can call right now if you'd like to get a copy of the book, 1-800-388-9700, 1-800-388-9700. We only have a couple of copies, so we'll try and get those out to you. But if you don't get it, go get it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. You are listening to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back.